there are several kind of key things that principals and, in fact, teachers and parents probably need to know about the assessment of students with disabilities. One of the big areas that is discussed a lot are test accommodations. And, of course, students with disabilities are entitled to have an accommodation on an assessment, any assessment, actually. And this accommodation has caused a lot of misunderstanding, and there's a lot of, I think, confusion about what accommodations are permitted, what is an accommodation, does every child with a disability get one, etc. An accommodation, an assessment accommodation, can be a number of things. I mean, it can be as simple as extended the amount of time that a student has to complete a portion of the assessment, but there can also be more complex accommodations, like some sort of assistive technology or having a scribe or some sort of other individual who might help that student. However, just as I use the word help, it's very important to understand that an accommodation is not designed to help the student perform better. It's designed to offset the impact of the student's disability. In other words, the legal interpretation of accommodation is that it should level the playing field. Now, we know some about the impacts of accommodations on test scores, but nothing conclusive. Accommodations can be differentially effective for different students, depending on the student's disability, depending on the demands of the particular assessment. So an accommodation should be both designed and selected and implemented during the assessment very carefully, with a lot of thought about exactly what that student needs, what that student's instructional needs are, and of course the accommodation should be applied during instruction as well, and it needs to be monitored.